The Fundamental Orders of Connecticut. For as much as it hath pleased Almighty God by the wise disposition of his divine providence, so to order and dispose of things that we, the inhabitants and residents of Windsor, Hartford, and Wethersfield, are now cohabitating and dwelling in and upon the River of Connecticut and the lands thereunto adjoining, and well knowing where a people are gathered together, the Word of God requires that to maintain the peace and union of such people, there should be an orderly and decent government established according to God, to order and dispose of the affairs of the people at all seasons as occasion shall require. Do therefore associate and conjoin ourselves to be as one public state or commonwealth, and do for ourselves and our successors and such as shall be adjoined to us at any time hereafter, enter into combination and confederation together to maintain and preserve the liberty and purity of the gospel of our Lord Jesus, which we now profess, as also the discipline of the churches, which, according to the truth of the said gospel, is now practiced amongst us, as also in our civil affairs, to be guided and governed according to such laws, rules, orders, and decrees as shall be made, ordered, and decreed as follows. 1. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that there shall be yearly 2 general assemblies or courts, the one the second Thursday in April, and the other the second Thursday in September following. The first shall be called the Court of Election, wherein shall be yearly chosen from time to time so many magistrates and other public officers as shall be found requisite, whereof one to be chosen governor for the year ensuing, and until another be chosen, and no other magistrate to be chosen for more than 1 year, provided always there be 6 chosen besides the governor, which being chosen and sworn according to an oath recorded for that purpose, shall have the power to administer justice according to the laws here established, and for want thereof, according to the rule of the Word of God, which choice shall be made by all that are admitted free men and have taken the oath of fidelity, and do cohabit within the jurisdiction, having been admitted inhabitants by the major part of the town wherein they live, or the major part of such as shall be then present. 2. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that the election of the aforesaid magistrates shall be in this manner. Every person present and qualified for choice shall bring in to the person deputed to receive them 1 single paper with the name of him written in it whom he desires to have governor, and he that hath the greatest number of papers shall be the governor for that year, and the rest of the magistrates or public officers to be chosen in that manner. The secretary for the time being shall first read the names of all that are to be put to choice, and then shall severally nominate them distinctly. And every one that would have the person nominated to be chosen shall bring in 1 single paper written upon, and he that would not have him chosen shall bring in a blank, And every one that hath more written papers than blanks shall be a magistrate for that year, which papers shall be received and told by one or more that shall be then chosen by the court and sworn to be faithful therein. But in case there should not be six chosen, as aforesaid, besides the governor, out of those which are nominated, then he or they which have the most written papers shall be magistrate or magistrates for the ensuing years, to make up the aforesaid number. 3. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that the secretary shall not nominate any person, nor shall any person be chosen newly into the magistracy, which has not propounded in some general court before, to be nominated the next election. And to that end it shall be lawful for each of the towns aforesaid by their deputies to nominate any two whom they conceive fit to be put to election, and the court may add so many more as they judge requisite. 4. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that no person be chosen governor above once in 2 years, and that the governor be always a member of some approved congregation, and formerly of the magistracy within this jurisdiction, and that all the magistrates, free men of this commonwealth, and that no magistrate or other public officer shall execute any part of his or their office before they are severely sworn, which shall be done in the face of the court if they be present, and in case of absence by some deputed for that purpose. 5. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that the aforesaid court of election, the several towns, shall send their deputies, and when the elections are ended, they may proceed in any public service as at other courts. Also, the other general court in September shall be for making of laws, and any other public occasion which concerns the good of the commonwealth. 6. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that the governor shall, either by himself or by the secretary, send out summons to the constables of every town for the calling of these two standing courts 1 month at least before their several times. And also, if the governor and the greatest part of the magistrates see cause upon any special occasion to call a general court, they may give order to the secretary so to do within 14 days' warning. And, if urgent necessity so require, upon a shorter notice, giving sufficient grounds for it to the deputies when they meet, or else be questioned for the same. And if the governor and major part of the magistrates shall either neglect or refuse to call the two general standing courts, or either of them, as also at other times when the occasion of the commonwealth require, the freemen thereof, or the majority part of them, shall petition to them so to do. If then it be either denied or neglected, the said freemen, or the major part of them, shall have the power to give order to the constables of the several towns to do the same, and so may meet together, and choose to themselves a moderator, and may proceed to do any act of power which any other general courts may. 7. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that after there are warrants given out for any of the said general courts. The constable or constables of each town shall forthwith give notice distinctly to the inhabitants of the same, in some public assembly, or by going or sending from house to house, that at a place and time by him or them limited and set, they meet and assemble themselves together to elect and choose certain deputies to be at the general court then following to agitate the affairs of the commonwealth, which said deputies shall be chosen by all that are admitted inhabitants in the several towns and have taken the oath of fidelity, provided that none be chosen a deputy for any general court which is not a free man of the commonwealth. The aforesaid deputies shall be chosen in manner following: every person that is present and qualified as before expressed shall bring the names of such written in several papers as they desire to have chosen for that employment, and these three or four, more or less, being the number agreed on to be chosen for that time, that have the greatest number of papers written for them shall be deputies for that court, whose names shall be endorsed on the back side of the warrant and returned into court with the constable or constable's hand unto the same. 8. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that Windsor, Hartford, and Wethersfield shall have power, each town, to send four of their free men as their deputies to every general court, and whatsoever other town shall be hereafter added to this jurisdiction, they shall send so many deputies as the court shall judge meet. A reasonable proportion to the number of free men that are in the said towns being to attended therein, which deputies shall have the power of the whole town to give their votes and allowance to all such laws and orders as may be for the public good, and unto which the said towns are to be bound. 9. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that the deputies thus chosen shall have power and liberty to appoint a time and a place of meeting together before any general court, to advise and consult of all such things as may concern the good of the public, as also to examine their own elections, whether according to the order, and if they, or the greatest part of them, find any election to be illegal, they may seclude such for present from their meeting, and return the same and their reasons to the court, and if it be proved true, the court may fine the party or parties so intruding, and the town, if they see cause, and give out a warrant to go to a new election in a legal way, either in part or in whole. Also, the said deputies shall have power to fine any that shall be disorderly at their meetings, or for not coming in due time or place according to appointment, and they may return the said fines into the court if it be refused to be paid, and the treasurer to take notice of it, and the escheat or levy the same as he does other fines. 10. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that every general court, except such as through neglect of the governor and the greatest part of the magistrates, the freemen themselves do call, shall consist of the governor, or some one chosen to moderate the court, and four other magistrates at least, with the major part of the deputies of the several towns legally chosen, and in case the free men, or major part of them, through neglect or refusal of the governor and major part of the magistrates, shall call a court. It shall consist of the major part of free men that are present, or their deputies, with a moderator chosen by them, in which said general courts shall consist the supreme power of the commonwealth, and they only shall have power to make laws or repeal them, to grant levies, to admit of free men, dispose of lands undisposed of to several towns or persons, and also shall have power to call either court or magistrate or any other person whatsoever into question for any misdemeanor, and may for just causes displace or deal otherwise according to the nature of the offense, and also may deal in any other matter that concerns the goods of this commonwealth, except the election of magistrates, which shall be done by the whole body of free men, in which court the governor or moderator shall have the power to order the court to give liberty of speech and silence unseasonable and disorderly speakings, to put all things to vote, and in case the vote be equal, to have the casting vote voice. But none of these courts shall be adjourned or dissolved without the consent of the major part of the court. 11. It is ordered, sentenced, and decreed that when any general court upon the occasions of the commonwealth have agreed upon any sum or sums of money to be levied upon the several towns within this jurisdiction, that the committee be chosen to set out and appoint that shall be the proportion of every town to pay of the said levy, provided the committee be made up of an equal number out of each town. 14th January 1638. The 11 orders above said are voted.